Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day, or new shoes for her favorite salsa class, or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
All right, 202. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Back to your Nick Coles in a second, a quick second. I just want to say something about Reggie Miller, though, because, like, obviously, Reggie Miller being on the call, he naturally, I mean, he's a Pacer. He's a Pacer. So on some level, sure, he's rooting for the Pacers, right? I wouldn't deny him that. He's human. He's a Pacer. His whole life is a Pacer. So I'm sure he's rooting for the Pacers every game he does against the Pacers. But, like, it's kind of become a story now. I saw Dog making some comments that he shouldn't be involved. I believe it was Dog who said some comments he shouldn't be involved. Evan and Tiki today going through it and some of the sounds and sights of maybe him kind of rooting for the Pacers. Or I saw a bunch of people tweeting about it. It's embarrassing. Like, I couldn't disagree more. I like the idea Reggie's there. And first off, it's not like they plucked Reggie Miller off of his couch to come do TNT games because it's Knicks Pacers, idiot. Knicks Pacers. It's not like he's been the broadcaster. Like, it's what no one's complaining Breen is doing national. No one's going to complain Breen's doing games on ESPN when he's the Knicks broadcaster. Reggie Miller. First of all, I don't know. I think he's okay at best. He's okay on the games. But I actually think his voice lends something to this rivalry. I'm cool with it. It's okay. If it was a Nick guy, I would be okay with it too. There's something about having him on the call that I don't mind necessarily. I think it's silly to get all upset about it. And I listened to the game. I never once thought it got in the way that Reggie Miller was making it seem like or completely pulling for the Pacers. Not once. Not once did it bother me. Not once did I think he was being extremely unfair. When things happen, does his go a little bit better for the Pacers than the Knicks? Maybe. Who gives a damn? Like, honestly, who cares? And I know he's made himself part of it, right? He's doing videos on the streets of New York. You know, last year put out a thing where he's kind of doing a troll job of the Knicks fans, whatever. I want to be reminded of the 1990s. I do. I want to have that feel of this series. Like, I want part of this is the revenge of last year, now the revenge of game one. But what this series means and the history of these two teams. And clearly, you can't talk about the history of the Pacers and the Knicks without Reggie Miller. I have no problem with Reggie Miller being a part of this series. None. And we're looking for reasons to have one, quite honest. If he's going to have some fun, he's going to have some fun. That's all right, and the fans can have some fun with him. And last year, Josh Hart did. Like, it's fun. And then the other thing, the choke thing from Halliburton, the Knicks won that series. That doesn't bother me. The Knicks won the series. Who's going to care about this game if the Knicks win the series? We're yelling about it. We're screaming about it. I came on really pissed off at 2 a.m. yesterday. In the moment, if the Knicks win the series, are we gonna care about game one of the series? It's going to be a footnote. It's going to be a footnote. And if Halliburton hits the game-winning shot and they went on to go win it, to the victor go the spoils. That's it. And the idea, here's the other thing, too, about that. As I heard a bunch of people say, the Knicks should use that as bulletin board material. This is the first time the Knicks have been in the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. If they need bulletin board material, and I know, again, it's coming from athletes. Boomer said it. He's been in that scenario. I played high school football. I joke about it, but I get it. And we know we watched the Jordan documentary, but I think the point of the Jordan documentary isn't, hey, don't give him any fodder to use as bulletin board material. The point of the Jordan documentary is he didn't need it. He would make it up on his own. If nobody gave him any bulletin board material, he would make it up on his own because it helped him get into that mindset. If the New York Knicks, coming off of that loss, need the idea of Halliburton giving the choke sign as some sort of extra motivation, then they're not the team I think they are. Then they're not the tough-minded, hard-nosed team that I trust if they need that crap to get them motivated for an Eastern Conference Finals game, for an opportunity to go play in the NBA Finals and win a championship. But, let's not do that because it really will... that's something they should really use to motivate them. Listen, whatever motivation you need, I get it. I'm not opposed to using it as motivation. I'm just saying... they shouldn't need a damn thing other than they better freaking win tonight or they're going to probably lose the series. That should be enough. So maybe I'm different. I was more mad at that game. I was more mad at how the Knicks blew the game. I tip my cap to the Pacers and how they played. And to me, you want to put up the choke sign? Do it. You want Reggie Miller involved? Why not? That's okay. He's not impacting the basketball game. The way we feel about sports, the way we feel about national media guys, too. The idea, Reggie Miller's rooting against us. Everybody thinks everybody roots against your team. I have friends who think Joe Buck hates every single team they root for. It doesn't matter who's on the call. When it's a national game, fans are convinced they're against their team. At least now we can point to it and say we know for sure. I have no problem with Reggie Miller being a part of this broadcast. In fact, I welcome it. Because if and when the Knicks pull this thing off, it's going to be a little bit more sweet that Reggie Miller's there to see it. So I have no problem with anything. I have no problem with the broadcast. I have no problem with Halliburton. Honestly, I don't. Now, was it premature? Yeah. That's egg on his face. I don't give a damn. And they ended up winning the game. But ultimately, it's just one game. Who cares? And when that choke was famous, the Knicks rallied back to win the series. Let's hope it plays out exactly the same. 888-808-1019. Back to the Knick calls. Carlos and Clifton. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a longtime Knicks fan. When that shot went up and went in, it just reminded me of when Patrick Ewing let that finger roll bounce off the back of the rim. It was devastating. But when I watched the game, I almost thought that Thibodeau got lost in the moment. Because you're up 14, mm-hmm. All right? Let it run its course. Brunson is the closer. We know that in the NBA, the closer. Bring him in when he needs to close. He has 5 fouls. As soon as he brought him back in, Indiana started going right at him. He's letting guys take easy layups.
Yeah.
Let it run its course. I know Brunson is the man. Let it run its course. I know we're going to come back from this. I know we are. But I also saw something else. I saw them arguing on the bench on one of the Twitter accounts, OG and Kat. Somebody was missing their defensive assignment. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was going on there, but they were arguing during a timeout. And I think they could fix it, but they have to understand what was done to us in this game. We did it to Boston the first two games of that series.
Yep.
The people have to understand that this team was built and built only to get by Boston, and we already accomplished that. Anybody could say, what's his name got hurt? No, we were going to be up three games.
Absolutely.
He played three games.
I agree.
So, Knicks fans need to relax. We got this.
Yeah, but the issue is, the only thing I would push back to that is, you're right, we did it to Boston. Mm-hmm. How did Boston respond? Right. Did Boston come back and win the series? The Pacers did it to Cleveland. Did Cleveland come back and win the series?
No.
So that's they put themselves in a spot that it's hard to recover from.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is, we should have learned from that. Like, I just feel like Thibodeau was like the deer in the headlights during that little stretch there. Like,
I don't know about a deer in the headlight. And I understand your point. Not only is Brunson a poor defensive player, but you give him a fifth foul where he's afraid to foul out. And yeah, I understand that. Someone made it last night, that point. I don't think it's unreasonable. I do think it's hard to kill the guy for putting in the best player on the team. Like, I understand, it's just hard for me to say, how could you put Brunson on the floor? It's just a hard thing for me to say. I understand your point. It makes sense. I can't kill the coach and go, my goodness, how did you put the best player on the floor? Because if it starts going the other way, everyone's going to be like, how the hell was he not on the floor while you were blowing a 14-point lead? Like, that's just how it works. Like, they blew the 14-point lead, and so now we can look at everything he did and go, well, how would you do that? You lost in the moment. Talking about lost in the moment, we've already seen him let Brunson stay on the sideline while the game was lost, and everybody said, you're lost in the moment. If he's off the court, he's lost in the moment. If he's on the court, he's lost in the moment. If they lose the game, Tibbs is lost. That's it, no matter what he did. I think the moment that really points to the coach being lost in the moment is on the final, the Obi Toppin dunk. How does he not have a man on the inbounder? How does he not make that inbound more difficult? The broadcast is talking about it, and as a coach, you just watched your team struggle with it three different times and almost turn the ball over twice. You had Brunson cornered where he's trapped in the corner trying to throw it off the leg of a defender to go out of bounds, and it went through everybody, and thankfully OG was there. That was almost a turnover. Then you got Josh Hart trying to throw it over Josh Hart's head to go track it down, and he almost slips like two different times in three possessions and three inbound plays. Two out of three, you almost turned it over. Why would you not want to make it difficult for the Pacers to inbound the basketball? That one boggles my mind. And then I'm sure he told him it was actually puzzling how he answered, because someone asked, was it this or that? And he just said yes. And it was like, oh, crap. I'm not sure exactly what he meant there. But like, was it like foul him or let him go to the basket? And he was just like, yes. I was like, okay. I'm not sure what he meant. But I'm assuming he told him the foul. So it's on them for not fouling. But it's on him for not putting an inbounder, having a body on the inbounder. Lee in Brooklyn. What's up, Lee?
Oh, man. Thank you so much. I love you, brother. Thanks for the call.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for hanging in there and keeping a positive spirit about the whole thing. But, I'm glad that the smirks and the smiles have been wiped off faces. You know, we proud of them getting as far as they got, you know, winning and getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. But we got to get the smiles back on. We got to get back to business. We got to get the lunch pails out, the hard hats. And we got to get back to business. You know, I understand the excitement. You know, that's the garden. Got a lot of people in there that want the Knicks to win, you know. And basically, too, you got a lot of people in there that are successful. So they want to be successful too. But hey, they got to focus, man. They got to get their heads out the clouds and get back down to level ground and focus on winning, man. So I just wanted to know what you think about how basically just, you know, getting the smiles off their faces and getting back to business.
Yeah, I mean, the players, yeah, I didn't get listen, they came out with an intensity. Carl Anthony Towns, like at the end of the game, maybe there was that level, and they spoke to it. They thought they had won the game. Mathematically, it was damn near impossible to lose it.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party.
Happy birthday!
or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you.
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So did they take their foot off the gas pedal? Sure. Did they assume the game was won when they should never assume such things? Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think I haven't got the impression that this Knick team is just a bunch of smilers going through all these series without, you know, care. And it certainly hasn't been easy. I don't think they were just smiling their way to back-to-back 20-point deficit victories in the first two games of the Boston series. So, like, I haven't gotten that feel for them at all, that they're just casually going through this thing. There have been games where the effort hasn't been there. Absolutely. That wasn't last night, though, or the other night. That wasn't. That was not game one. They came out with intensity. They came out and matched the Pacers' early shot-making. Like, Brunson goes on the floor. OG Anunoby steps back, has a step-back three, follows it up with a layup, and then they go on a run and take a 17-point lead. They go up 14 points with Brunson on the bench. I think it was a three-point game when Brunson came off the bench, And then they're up by 17. They're 14 points better with Brunson on the bench in the fourth quarter. They didn't smile their way through that. So I didn't get the impression that the Knicks have taken anything lightly, other than with 2.5 minutes and a 14-point lead, they assume they won the game. Steve in Stamford. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Mac. How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I slept about 2 hours last night. I can't sleep again tonight. My phone call. Lifelong Knicks fan. I haven't been this into this since the John Starks days.
Absolutely, man. That's why, and that's why I did the thing about Reggie Miller. I have no problem with any memory of taking me back. Take me back to those times, man. This is what this is about. This is why I'm so excited. It's the first time because how old are you, Steve? If you don't mind me asking,
54.
54. All right, so I'm 41. I believe I'm 41. Doing the math. So like when I was a kid, and the Knicks were everything. The Knicks were everything to everyone. They were the team of the city without question. And every year, every May was filled with playoff games at Madison Square Garden. Every May and June was the Knicks taking over. And so, like, yeah, I part of this, what's so great about this is it's the first time really since then. So I have no problem with any sort of nod to that time period or generation, even if it's Reggie Miller.
I, I totally agree. I don't give a crap. I think it's all ancillary. I don't care about Miller Broadcasting. Yeah. But here's my point. I have two things. First on the officiating and then on Thibodeau. The two calls that to me were the most egregious. You hit on one of them. I have no idea how they don't go. I know we didn't have a challenge, but how they don't. That is a goaltend every day of the week.
I know.
I mean, the ball hit off the backboard. You can't. That is one of the most obvious goaltends you can have. It's not even subjective.
Yeah.
When it hits off the backboard, you can't get. It's ridiculous.
And it's close enough where you have to call it a goaltend so you can take a look at it. You can't not call it a goaltend, have them go down the floor, and within 5 seconds have a corner three, and now you can't go back and review it. Like, you have
It's a 5 point. Exactly. It's a 5 point swing.
It's a 5 point swing in overtime. That, without question, I mean, I can't guarantee it, but that could be the game.
No, that was so egregious. And the other one, and then I want to get to Thibodeau, because I have a point that I haven't heard. But the other one was, no one's talking about the double dribble on Halliburton, because that last possession, that garbage, disgusting shot, he double dribbled or just continued, whichever you want to call it. There's someone sent me the Instagram tonight.
Yeah, I saw it too. Does it get knocked out of his hand, though, for a second? I don't know.
No, C-Mac, it's a discontinue. I played college basketball. It's a discontinue. There's no question about it. But anyway,
That's a tough call to make, though. That's a tough call. I understand your point, but I don't blame the refs for calling that, you know, with the game on the line in that moment.
I get it. If you just swallowed the whistle, I understand. There's none of that for the goaltending. But here's my thing about Thibodeau.
The goaltending is bad.
First of all, I don't care about, you have to bring back Brunson. He's going to know when you're right, because people are screaming at him either way. Mm-hmm. I have zero problem with that. I love Thibs. My biggest thing, he overcame. He played pain. Like, went 8 deep last night. Robinson and Deuce are terrific. And he gave campaign real minutes. And I know it's because Brunson's foul trouble, but still. So he went 8 deep last night. Didn't get precious in, but fine. My biggest problem with Thibs, and this is something no one's talking about, why in the hell wasn't OG on Nesmith? He was the last play of the game, and then he got switched off on. But when the guy's making three after three, why is Josh Hart on him? Yeah. Josh Hart is tremendous, but he's not even our third best on the ball defender.
Yeah.
Why isn't, put Josh Hart on Siakam? Siakam's not going to shoot threes, and if he does, we want him to shoot threes.
Yeah.
Why in the world aren't we putting our all-world defender on Nesmith before the last shot?
Yeah.
How about after he's made two in a row, Tom? Why aren't we putting OG on him? And no one's talking about, I was screaming at the television, why isn't OG on him?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a terrible thought. And you know, Hart kind of lost his footing a couple times, and on one of the screens, fighting through the screen, he was unable to keep his footing and led to a better look than he should have had from Nesmith. Yeah, I mean, I get that too. You know, you're worried about Halliburton as well. You have two, though, right? I'm comfortable with Bridges as a defender and OG as a defender. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. You would think that you would have the one thing that beats you is the three. Now, OG was the one who had the foul, so he was guarding him at the end. But yes, I agree. Once he hits two or three, maybe make sure he doesn't hit four and five. It's not crazy. It's not a bad thought. Listen, Thibs is part of it. They all made mistakes. The coach, every player on the floor, they all made mistakes. And the Pacers made every single play. He's also got to hit all the shots. It looked like it wouldn't have mattered who was on him. He was going to hit those threes. He was just on fire. Dave in Westchester. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi.
Thanks for commiserating with all of us.
Yes.
You know, when I worked nights, and when the game was tied at the end of regulation, I was listening on the radio because I was working. I walked into a room, and a woman who's not a sports fan looked at me, and she said, "What's the matter? You look like you just saw a ghost."
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah.
I thought of 1993 and Charles Smith getting blocked four times in 5 seconds by Jordan and Pippen and whoever else, I think Horace Grant. And, you know, the other caller mentioned the Ewing finger roll. But thinking about the thing that this to me, but though, even in those, though, they didn't win it and then lose it, as you so eloquently said.
Right.
This, to me, is most like, this was like a guillotine, just chopping my head off. But it's really most like, the only thing I could compare it to is the 2004 Yankee Red Sox series, when the Yankees were up 3-0 and the Red Sox came back and won 4 games in a row, which never happened before. And this virtually never happened before either.
No.
So how do you deal with something that never happened before? And the answer is, it's so bizarre, you just have to put it out of your mind and move forward and think positively.
And and thank you for the call. I'm up against the break. I appreciate it. And thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate it. I know I cut you off there at the end, but I'm up against the break. I mean, it is tough. You have to put it behind you and move on. Is it unlike anything we've ever seen before? Again, I gave the numbers yesterday. Brett in Long Island wasn't too thrilled that I kept saying it, but it was 1,414. 1,414. That's the amount of time since 1998 a team has been up with less than a minute left in either the fourth quarter or overtime and up by 9 points or more. Every single one of those times that team had won. The Knicks are the first. So now it is 1,414. That's an incredible stat to me. So I've been saying it because it's crazy. I mean, the 86 Mets, right? The game six. I know baseball is different because there's no clock, but that game's over. That game is over. And they come and back and win the game. And it's hard to come back from that and then win. Like, that's what I would like to see. Show me where you have a game like this and then you rally back. But it is game one. That's the benefit of it. Like, because I yesterday mentioned and compared it to, and the WFAN Digital put it out, about comparing it to the fifth inning of game five of the World Series. And I said, now I can, it was almost like I was finally able to put that to bed. I have something new. It's like when your dog passes away, the only way to feel better about it is to get another dog. You break up with someone, you get another relationship. Like, the only way for me to get over that fifth inning was to be hurt like that again. And I was comparing it, and honestly, the more I think about it, this might be worse. Everyone's saying that, oh, it's only game one, it's not the same thing, they lost the series on that fifth inning. I understand that. They were also down 3-1 at that point already. Even if they win that game, they got to go back to L.A. and beat the Dodgers twice. Like, I would have loved to, don't get me wrong, I would have loved to have seen them at least give it a go, especially the way that game went. The way game four went, like, I would have loved to have seen the Yankees in that position, but ultimately they still had a very difficult task ahead of them. This is game one to take an early lead. Yeah, you got plenty of time to recover, yes, but it also, you put a foothold in the series. You take a lead in the series. It's 78% of the time the team that wins game one wins the series. 78. That's an enormous swing. So, and it puts you in the driver's seat of the series. The Yankees still would not have been in the driver's seat. The Yankees would have had to go on the road and win two more games against the champs and best team in baseball. This one, although it's game one and although there's time to recover, it eliminated them having the advantage in the series. They would have not have given the advantage to the Yankees in the series. 888-808-1019, and they're almost just as ugly. Like, the Knicks made as many mistakes, just not as glaring. Baseball's a different sport. It's obvious. I dropped the ball. I didn't run. I didn't do this. Like, we could talk about Tibbs should have done that, you know, in the moment should have done that. Like, it's quite obvious. Gerrit Cole has to run to first base. Aaron Judge can't drop the ball. But to me, it was almost as bad. It was, and honestly, I think you can make an argument it's actually worse than the fifth inning, if you could believe that.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day, whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil.
Ah!
From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
All right, 2:33. McBonagle here with you on The Fan. If you're just tuning in, you're used to me starting at 2 o'clock. Not today. I was on at 1. And I'm taking you all the way till 6. So if you're just waking up and you usually get in the car at 5 o'clock and you don't get to listen to me all that much in the car, I'll be with you for a little bit longer as we take you to the warm-up show live from DJ's in Belmar for the kickoff, the summer party on this Memorial Day weekend. I am looking forward to it. No kids' baseball games, just a nice, relaxing weekend. I bought the Blackstone, grill. So I just put it together the other day, which is fun. There's always, the thing about putting things together, I actually enjoy it. Like, there is nothing, I waited for Friday because I'm off Friday nights. I'm done with my Fridays end at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I have my whole Friday. It's the best part of the schedule that I have is as much as I lose sleep. And, I do have to come in Sunday night, technically Monday morning. So in football season, I really don't have a great, I can't, really enjoy. Can't go to a buddy's house and kick back, and I got to be focused on the games because I'm gonna have to talk about them that night and Sunday night baseball, the whole thing. Can't go to a buddy's house, have a couple beers. Got to get ready for the show on Sunday, but Monday morning. But Fridays I'm done, so I like to do things on Fridays because that's my I only sleep a little bit on Fridays. I try and do things. So I wait to put things together, and I usually enjoy putting things together. I put some music on. You guys know how I love my martinis, but that's probably a little early in the day for a martini. But I'll enjoy myself, and I'll put together things. And I'm telling you, for whatever reason, whenever I put something together, whether it be a table, a dresser, a chiffarobe, a grill, there's always either one key mistake I make that I have to go back and it's a pain in the ass, or more typically, there is just one thing for whatever reason that should take me 2 minutes that takes me 55. Whether it's trying to get a screw underneath something and I have to like lay on the floor and it's just the wrong angle and my fingers are too fat to fit in there or something. Like, there's always something that just takes me too freaking long. And there was this exact thing putting together this Blackstone grill. Like, there was just this on both sides of the grill to attach the, you know, the area next to the grill that you put things down on or whatever, you had to like slip it through this little slot that was underneath. And I had already can't turn the grill upside down at this point. I've already put it together for the most part. And I just could not get my finger in there and the screwdriver, and you're working blind. And then I'm trying to like lay on the ground with the flashlight. It took me forever just to screw in one screw. And I'm like, there's got to be a better way. And there's got to be people who are more manly. Like, I'm not terrible at this stuff, but like, it's embarrassing that this is taking me that long and I'm sweating. It's ridiculous. There's always one thing, but I do like putting together things. I like going to IKEA. I like buying things and then spending, you know, because you get to, here's another thing. I used to do a segment on the show. I haven't done it in a while. Daddy, why are you still on the potty? Which is where I would talk about things I would do on the toilet when I was pretending to go to the bathroom just to get, we all know you do. Men, you know you do it. The kids are going crazy. The wife's, you know, yelling at you because the dishwasher's not working or like whatever's going on. They're absolutely running around like maniacs and you're just like, oh. Now, I'll be right there. I just got to go to the bathroom. And then you sit in the bathroom for 25 minutes to a half hour doing absolutely nothing, playing games on your phone, whatever. Watching movie trailers is a very typical one for me. But that's part of putting things together. I was able to just, you're able to just go, oh, yeah, no, remember, I got to put that thing together. I'll be in the garage. And then you don't mind when the screw that should only take 2 minutes takes 45 minutes because it's peaceful. It's peaceful. 888-808-1019. And I had a unpeaceful morning. I got to get into it. As the bear came back, I get twice a year I get the bear. It was this morning. We'll go through my whole day with animals out in Warwick. But let's get back to the calls. Gregario in Soho. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Chris, what's going on? Thank you for taking the call.
You got it, man.
Last time I called, we went a little viral with my Juan Soto should get traded from the Yankees to the Blue Jays.
Okay, I remember the call. That's true. Where do you got him going to now? Back to the Yankees or
I want him back to the Yankees.
I can't stand
him on the Mets. Yeah. Anyways, I was going to make it a short, sweet call. I was just going to say Nixon 6. I don't know why everybody's calling. Seems very upset. Everybody's getting a little worried, but there's nothing to be worried about here. I think Nixon 6.
I hear you. And so, yeah, are you being serious right now? Or you're a Met fan and you're fed up? You're already fed up with him. You're done with him.
I'm done with him. There's no effort. He's not slapping anybody. Five. He doesn't have a handshake with Lindor. I already traded him in my MLB The Show season. It's been great. I'm on a 10-game winning streak. I got Jason Dominguez. What a stud.
Oh. They actually gave you Dominguez for Soto? That's crazy.
Yeah, I had to juice some stuff up and take the trade settings off, but I did get Jason Dominguez. I'm on a 10-game winning streak, thank God.
Oh, that's funny. Look, and we could talk about Juan Soto if you guys want to talk about Soto at 888-808-1019. I talked about it the other morning. I did 5 hours, I guess it was Wednesday morning, and I did not anticipate doing 5 hours on Juan Soto. It was the opening of the show. I was going to talk Juan Soto. We were going to pivot to the Knicks. I guess it was Tuesday morning because I would have done Knicks on Wednesday morning. But I was going to touch on it. We were going to do it for like an hour, and I was going to move on. And just every time I looked over at the call screen, a Soto, 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 Soto. So whenever you get mad, I want you to know this. Whenever you read a story from a WFAN host you see the WFAN Twitter or Instagram, and it's about Soto, you're listening to callers talk about Soto, you call Keith, you call me, you Yankee fans, you can't shut up about Juan Soto, what the hell's wrong with you? Just know, it's you. It's you. You want to talk about Juan Soto. Don't blame me. You want to talk about Juan Soto. As I'm saying Juan Soto now, I can hear the phones being picked up by people. Right across the tri-state area. I wanted to talk about Juan Soto. Don't blame me. Don't blame Keith. Don't blame Sal. Don't blame Marash. Don't blame, Positive Tommy or anybody else. You want to talk about Juan Soto. You do. And that's why we do it. 888-808-1019. And I didn't really get a chance to talk about Juan Soto the other day when he had his miserable at-bats against Boston. And specifically against Crochet, because, I mean, they were just just an awful. He got, I know the jokes are out there that nobody was happier that the Knicks blew that lead than Juan Soto, because those at-bats would have been a major talking point. And yeah, and this is why I say it. Like, I know I heard a couple of calls, Colin and Keith. Honestly, Met fans, I don't like to play this game of going at each other. Occasionally I will. We have some fun, and I'll go at you on Twitter sometimes, and we can have some fun with it. But like, any Met fan who wants to try and turn this into some sort of narrative that the Yankee fan is somehow manifesting out of thin air, like, get your head out of you know where. You know it. That caller just said it as a Met fan. Met fans know it deep down. Something's up. No one is saying, or at least I'm not saying, I know Michael Kay is saying, but outside of Michael Kay, no one is really saying he's desperate to be a Yankee. He's miserable because it's the Mets. I don't know what's up with him, but you can't deny. No one, the idea that he's not the same player or that he looks sad is some sort of media-based witch hunt, which is now a word I'm hearing thrown around. And it's a Yankee fan witch hunt to try and, you know, out there to get Juan Soto. We all see it. We all see it. You see it. You know it. Don't blame anybody else. I'm not saying he's sad because he's not a Yankee. And I'm not even saying he's acting this way because he's miserable being a Met. But something is up. He looks awful. And I know, listen, you could base it on just bad at bat, too. Like, he takes three straight pitches. People make a big deal of it. I heard Marash today on the afternoon try to say because he's not trying, or he was making a point to Mendoza, who moved him down to third in the lineup. Crochet is a great pitcher. He's struggling. He's probably guessing. And he figured 0-2, he wasn't going to see a strike. That's probably it. I don't think it's that he's not trying or that he's not motivated, doesn't care. But something is up with Juan Soto. I have no idea what it is. But if you're being honest with yourself, as a Met fan, don't blame anybody else. Don't say it's a made-up narrative. Don't blame Yankee fans or the media or anybody else and call it a witch hunt. You see it. You know it. Something's up with the dude. I don't know what it is. But he is not the same player. He's not playing with the same emotion. He's not playing with the same swag. This isn't just the slump. The slump could be the reason, but it's not just the slump. He looks morose. He looks melancholy. Playing straight up. That's what he looks. He looks sad. He looks miserable. I don't know why. And I don't know if it's going to last forever, but I'm tired of being told it's my fault. I'm tired of being told I'm making it up. I'm tired of being told you Yankee fans can't get Juan Soto out of your mouth. No. Well, specifically for me, it's my job to talk about Juan Soto. And it's my job to tell you what I see. And we all see it. You see it. We all see it. Something's up. Something's up. I expect him to turn it around at some point. But this is well beyond just early, guys struggle. Beltran wasn't great. Lindor had his issues. Mike Piazza, didn't really get off to a great start. Did Mike Piazza look like his dog died? Because, like, Juan Soto, it's different, man. It's not just confused at the plate. This is a guy known for this swag and free spirit and shuffle and body language, and he's giving you none of it. It's weird. It's weird. So say whatever you want. Blame me. Blame the Yankee fan. Blame some sort of external witch hunt. Blame whatever you want. You know it. You know it. Doesn't mean he's going to suck forever. Doesn't mean this won't change in 2 months or a month, and he'll be happy to be a Met. And in 4 years, he's, Mr. Met, and he loves every second of being here. But right now, that's just not the case. 888-808-1009. And we can get to the Yankees a little bit as they swept the Texas Rangers. And their pitching is just flat out different right now. And Carlos Rodon, this team, the youth, everything about it. This is as much fun as we have had as Yankee fans watching this team in a long time. This feels a little bit like 2017 where you weren't sure what to expect. You're getting it from guys you didn't expect. Grisham, Rice, Dominguez. And right now they are beating. They won a series where Will Warren, who's another big key figure in this, Will Warren, Yarbrough pitched for the Yankees, and Nathan Eovaldi and Jacob deGrom pitched for the Texas Rangers. That's a good series win. Jay in Jersey. What's up, Jay? Jay, you there? Jay going once. Jay going twice. Bye-bye. Tim in Norwalk. What's up, Tim?
Oh, sorry, Jay from New Jersey. SeeYouLater.com.
He blew it.
But going back to that Yankees ERA right now, Luke Weaver, Dream Weaver,
yep.
0.44 ERA
yep.
as a closer right now.
He is the man. He is the man. I've been saying it since they made the move from Devin Williams to him. I've been saying it. I believe in Devin Williams. He will be back. He's too good. It doesn't mean he has to be the closer. And Luke Weaver is the closer until further notice. I mean, when's the last time? I was going to do a whole segment on this. When's the last time you felt this good about the Yankee closer? And they've had pretty good Yankee closers, believe it or not, since Mo. You've had guys. You've had Miller. You've had Robertson. You've had, obviously, Chapman, who had his moments, but also had his moments of being dominant. They've done a decent job with the closer position. When's the last time you felt this good about it?
No, this guy is just like a lanky. He's very cool in this day and age. I mean, I'm 39 years old. This guy is, you know, very emo and everything. He's like, he comes in when they show the videos on the YES Network on Facebook, like yep. them coming in, they have everything. And Luke Weaver always stops the camera and he's like, you know what? Yeah, and he, like, pauses. He's very cool.
He is very
calm and collective.
Yeah, and he's a different cat, no doubt.
Yeah, and I think Devin Williams, I think this is a very good thing for him, almost like when Clay Holmes was the setup man, you know, for Chapman until he became Chapman. But mm-hmm. the Yankees right now, they're rolling, they're grooving, everyone's contributing. But not to get into the Knicks right now because it's so hard right now, but, man, they don't win this game tomorrow night, man. This is going to be a really, really, really tough time for the tri-state area.
No, I mean,
because this is supposed to be something that, but you know, once Tatum went down, all right, we're in the ECF right away. But right now, I don't even know. Like the Knicks, like I don't know what happened in that last 2 minutes and 39 seconds. But Jalen Brunson, he can't be a bull hog, but he has to be. It's so hard right now but Halliburton right now, he is public enemy number one. And great show right now, McGonagall. Like I love it. And let's go Yankees.
Thank you, buddy. Let's go Yankees. Look, they can't lose. If they lose this series, it's absolutely devastating. It is and especially after game one, it's a heartbreaker. They're supposed to win this series. They were favored to win this series. They got past the Celtics, which was the team they couldn't get past. And now if they lose this series to the Pacers, it's heartbreak. There's no doubt about it. It is going to feel, it's going to be a punch to the gut because it's such a path. The obstacle in their way of the NBA championship, or the NBA finals at least, because OKC looks like a real problem. But their problem, right, the reason why no one thought they could get to the NBA Finals was Boston and Cleveland. They got through Boston, and Cleveland ain't here. Anything short of losing to one of those two teams before the NBA Finals was going to be heartbreak. There's no doubt about it. And especially after having beaten Boston, this will be a gut punch to Knicks fans, if they can't get back to a NBA Finals here and lose to the Pacers back-to-back years and then blow a 17-point lead in game one, and we'll all think the same thing. You know it. You know it, Knicks fans. Whatever happens, you know what we will say. Even if they get swept, and I don't think they're going to get swept, and knock on wood, I'm saying even if they get swept, what are we going to say? If they win game one, it's a completely different series. If they lost, if they lose in four, if they lose in five, if they lose in six, if they lose in seven, no matter when they lose, every single Knick fan somewhere deep inside them will say, if they would have just hung on in game one, it's a completely different series. It's what we'll all say. There is no doubt about it. That will be what we put ourselves to sleep to as the Knicks season comes to an end and we get ready for next year. If only they won game one, it would have been a completely different series. That's what everyone will say. I'll take calls on it all day long. Let's try Jay. Says he was on mute. Hey, Jay, you there now?
Yeah, my bad. Chris, you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now, Jay.
My bad earlier.
That's all right. Don't worry about
what's
up?
I'm going to keep this short and simple because you said best. But I don't think we win games like this. We don't got to score 140 points to win games. Mm-hmm. We got to keep them down.
You got to keep them. We got to keep them down.
Yeah, we got to keep them down. We got to play better defense.
Oh yeah, no, we got to slow them down a little bit. Yeah, I mean, look, the Knicks are a good offensive team too, so I think they can score with them. But you're right; they got to play better defense, and certainly at the end of the game, they got to play better defense. Ross in Bergen County, what's up, Ross?
T Mac, how you doing, man?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Doing good, man. Appreciate it. So, really quick, I'd be remiss, you know, Memorial Day weekend, all that. Kind of since I've been listening to the station, so my best memory, and it was Hard to Handle. What was the song you sang down there?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I sang Hard to Handle 1 year, and then I did Come Together by the Beatles the second year.
That's right. That was the other one. Yeah, yep. All the memories of the old show.
Yep.
Was it FSU Friday all that?
FSU Friday, sure. And I was breaking up stuff in my backyard. Yep. FSU Friday.
Yeah, well, how about this kind of a good segue? How about when Craig threw the Trae Young doll in the meat grinder? You might have to find a Halliburton one after that. I mean, there was really no good mojo to that.
But yeah, man, well, it didn't really work too well. That series did not go the Knicks' way. I mean, let's
they didn't
be honest.
See a game six, so yeah. I gotta take that back.
And I had a stupid bird. I think I had a Baltimore Oriole like plush, you know, stuffy as my kids call them. And I was like going around because he was afraid of birds. Trae Young, like that was the thing. And I was going around the newsroom.
Oh, yeah.
I was going around the newsroom trying to scare people with my bird. It was ridiculous.
I remember that. Oh man, good time.
Yeah, those FSU Fridays. I just saw the sweatshirt the other day. I should wear it.
Oh yeah, I remember there was merch or something.
Yeah, there was some merch, but for the short-lived WFAN store. Yeah.
I remember the Brooklyn Beard shirt. I don't get too carried away, but I remember the Brooklyn Beard. And 3 years later, he was with Philly and then LA, and the shirt was still bubble.
Yeah.
Anyway, man. So I'll say this. I remember I called you the one time I called you during the Celtics series. Basically, the main point of my call was kind of the you don't want to have the feel of letting your foot off the gas type thing, you know, pedal to the metal type deal. Even while not only were we winning games, we were up 2-0. It was either 2-0, 2-1 regardless. We were winning the series as opposed to now obviously losing the series. But I think just when you look at the nature of the way they lost the game, when you got Neesmith in specific is the one I point to. When he's hitting threes 20 feet from the arc, let alone the basket, in stride, I mean, you could have thrown a blindfold on him, anything.
I agree.
He was hitting those threes.
I know, that's why.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? It doesn't matter if you have a guy in his face.
I had a call before talking about why it wasn't OG on him, and I don't disagree necessarily. But the way he was shooting,
it would have mattered.
Yeah, it's hard to really make a strong case that would have made a bit of difference. It doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do, but it also doesn't mean that you were going to stop him. It was just one of those performances where he couldn't be stopped.
It was money, and kind of two things. One, you know, there was kind of a debate on the play where they had fouled him leading up right to, I think it was, I forgot what final, the play where he was on the line, they had fouled him as opposed to letting him hack up another three. And some people were saying that was a stupid decision. I don't think it was because, you know, you see in the last couple shots he hit in the last few possessions, he could have had him say he'd throw a full quarter.
Yeah.
A full quarter, I wouldn't be surprised if he hit it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I guess the argument is let more clock run down. Even if he hits it, it's a tie game and you have the best closer in basketball. To me, that's tough. I'm not letting him to put up another three to tie the game. Let's go to the line and play the line game and hit your foul shots.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. And, you know, God forbid it ever be, you look at series by series, it would be too easy for it to be Cade Cunningham, Jason Tatum, and Tyrese Halliburton. So far, we got Malik Beasley was a pain in the you-know-what round one. Derek White, when Tatum went down, series round two.
Even before Tatum went down.
Yeah, the whole series. You're right. And now so far, Nesmith. I mean, if you look last series, he led the series in threes, but he wasn't shooting 90% from the end.
No, I know. Ross, and thank you for the call. I'm sorry, I'm up against the break. You're right. It sounds like excuse making when we say it too much, because you have to give the Knicks their. You have to point to the Knicks' failures, and there were some. There were plenty. You have to give the Pacers credit, and you have to give Nesmith credit. He hit every stinking shot. And then whether or not he double dribbled, I know that's the new thing now, looking at the highlight. Halliburton steps back and puts up a prayer that goes straight up in the air and straight down. Like, things went against the Knicks that just, hard to fathom. Every one of those things goes against them. Like, that's just fair. They have an overturned foul call after looking at it for 8 minutes. They've got a block in overtime that should have been called a goaltend. They got a guy who couldn't miss and hit 5 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. And they got one of the all-time shooter lucky bounces I've ever seen. Like, all of that had to happen. Not one of those things couldn't, if any one of those things went another way, if he missed 1 3, obviously if that shot clanks out, if that foul call isn't overturned, if that, in overtime, if that goaltending is called, like, I think you could argue if any one of those things don't happen, the Knicks win the game. It's just one of those things. But they also put themselves in that position. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back 2 hours through our 5-hour midnight ride as we take you all the way to 6 a.m. with McMonagle here with you on the Fan, talking a lot of Knicks, obviously. We can't open it up to baseball at any point. I do want to talk about the Yankees because they had a good series win, and the way this team is shaping up right now in the starting pitching, the bullpen. And really, we got to talk about Carlos Rodon, who has been an unbelievable godsend. And I tweeted something out earlier in the season, and people laughed at me. You laughed at me. Not laughing now, as the New York Yankees sweep the Texas Rangers. I believe they've won 12 out of 15 or 11 out of 14. They're on fire. They have a 5-game lead in the division. Met fans aren't happy about it.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day, whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.